Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Evan Peterson.
Howdy.
How do?
It's 2013.
It is. First show of 2013.
Yes.
We're back from our holiday break.
Yeah, our slightly unexpected holiday
break. Well, it wasn't unexpected. You were out of town for Christmas. I was out of town for New Year's.
Well, and this year especially conspired against us,
right?
Because we had major holidays on Tuesdays.
Why couldn't the Mayans work out a calendar where this doesn't happen?
Well, the Mayans correctly nailed the apocalypse on a Friday.
Right.
So, you know.
Either way, it's been a long time coming.
It has. I feel like it's been months since we spoke last.
It has been.
Because we actually haven't. You know, excuse me, people may not know this, we barely talk to each other outside of this weekly thing.
Well, I think that brings us closer together. We cherish our time together.
It's limiting experience. It's limiting the exposure.
We're cherishing our time together,
right?
That's one interpretation.
That's
why we keep doing this, right?
That is one interpretation,
okay.
Yes.
All right. No, but we're back at full strength, finally.
That is true. You've gotten over whatever plague you've had.
Thank God. That took a little bit longer than expected.
You're a slow healer.
I was in okay shape when we were at the...
You're weak of will and constitution.
No. I believe it's just my body shutting down, honestly.
No, you're just getting old.
My body shutting down?
Yeah. It's another word for it, I guess.
No, it's the Well-Fed Guide to the Doctor's Office is what this is.
No, that's a different show. It's a companion show that we'll be working on later this year. Where are we?
We are at New Bohemia Wurst and Beer House.
Hoos.
Not to be confused with the other hooses in town, like the Panakuken Hoos.
That's true. Is there a Panakuken still around?
Yes, I drove past one yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
If people outside of the Twin Cities may not be aware of this. Now, Panakuken is basically like if IHOP and IKEA had a child together. Okay, it's Scandinavian. I think it's actually Norwegian, not Swedish.
We'll go Scandinavian.
But you know, it's really six of this. But it's a pancake house with a decidedly Nordic flair.
It's
pancake hoose. But it's decidedly Nordic. And you get the hot women, or at least women.
It's women.
It's women. Occasionally, there's a hot one.
When was the last time you were at the Hoos?
A decade ago.
Exactly.
But my point is, you know, they'll come out if you order the title dish, which is basically just like a big pancake.
Yeah. I'm Googling Panakuken Hoos.
But they come out and they're shouting Panakuken.
They do?
Oh yeah.
I've been to I was a twinkle in my parents' eye. I think the last time I was probably at the Panakuken Hoos.
And that's like the big thing. It was kind of like a themey. It was their kitschy, goofy shit.
But I know that one exists still.
Oh, I'm. It doesn't surprise me, but.
And I'm intrigued. I want to try it out, but it's kind of hard. It's a tough sell because there's a lot of good breakfast places in town.
There are,
and to get, you know, right along Excelsior Boulevard there, which turns into Lake Street, you have, even if you go farther, you have Amor Victoria and Barbette that both serve brunch now.
Ooh.
And I've had brunch at Barbette. Holy ham.
You were singing their praises last episode.
Best eggs
actually.
I've ever had. Best eggs.
That's a hard sell.
Right. But Amor Victoria was doing braised osso buco with eggs.
See, I'm not a big osso buco fan.
I'm not a big braised anything fan.
How can you be against
a, I know.
How can you be against a preparation style?
I can understand not being into certain cuisines. I know.
You know, or if it, you're not into fried foods for health reasons.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
But how can you be against braised?
It's a weird... It has to be done right. It's like the risotto thing. It goes back to
risotto. Okay, that I'd give you.
You know?
It's easy. I don't actually know how easy it is to screw up braising. But
if it's done right, then I'm all for it. And it's awesome. But if you fuck it up, you've royally fucked it up. Same thing with risotto. I like a good risotto.
Well, it's kind of... It actually reminds me of Eddie Izzard. He talking about... talking about cliff divers.
Okay.
And he's like, there's only two levels of cliff diver. The best in the world and dead. And it's kind of the same. It sounds like kind of what you're saying.
Exactly.
It's like when there's it's good, no it's really good. But if it's bad, no it's really, really bad.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. That makes complete sense. So we are back from holiday vacation.
We are.
We are here at New Bohemia.
Which we tried to go to in 2012.
Right. I think it's right that we're doing it as a first show in 2013.
It is.
To me, it's starting it off on the right foot.
Hopefully.
There's no way to screw this up.
Sausages. Why must you jinx us beer. Like this, though?
And good beer. Like
it is good beer.
And they have, like I said to you as we walked in, they have some of the sexiest tap listing that you can get.
Yeah.
Short of like Happy Noah. Or a
dedicated brew place.
Or a dedicated brew place.
I mean, granted, Happy this is Nova dedicated
or
place, but
Muddy
I mean,
Pig.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give those two the leg up because they've been around a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And they just have space. This place, however, this is a Panera, wasn't it?
Part of it was.
Part of it was?
Okay. Yeah. This whole big space was a Panera.
Yeah.
All right. That's him.
Boy.
That's
Filipino.
Wow. Thank you.
No problem.
You being multicultural.
Oh, I am. So yeah, no. Half of the space was a Panera, and the other half. The whole space was Panera. Then they divided it in half. Half of it is now at Jimmy John's, which is right next door.
Right.
And then the other half turned into this.
I think we got the better half.
Probably. My God.
This is sexy up in here.
It is pretty sexy. Before we get into the meat, let's talk about the beer.
Yes.
We were just pontificating about the beer.
Well, they've got a great happy hour. Short, but...
yes.
But
3 hours.
3 hours, but you can't beat 3 hour good taps.
Yep.
And they have...
These are communal, by the way, so...
Is that the hot...
That is the hot bacon sauce. We'll talk about that. Do your beer thing first. Right,
but they've got $3 pints of selected drafts. They've got a Boulder. You got the... What did you get? The Schutz? The Schutz?
I got the Schutz, all right.
Yeah, the Obsidian?
I got the Obsidian. And which... Okay, when we ordered, it was 2 minutes before the end of Happy Hour.
Yes.
So I had a freeze. I froze up. I couldn't pick one. So I was not planning on getting a stout. I was thinking this would be more of like a black beer, something like that. No, it's a stout. And boy, is it stout. It's good.
It's stoutish?
It's very stoutish. It's good. It's that nice kind of beer ice cream vibe to it, or it's that thick, creamy beer.
It's beer cream.
I like beer ice cream. Shut up.
Beer ice cream. Because I've had a beer float with vanilla ice cream and... A stout.
Ooh, actually, that would be really good.
Yeah, like a good sweet oatmeal stout with ice cream. Really good. Surprisingly,
that would be good.
But
what are you drinking again?
I've got the Liffbridge Farm Girl Saison, which is about as summer of a beer as you can get.
I was gonna say
we're in the literal dead of winter now. So, but again, I froze too. I saw something in there that I recognized.
I'm like, go, do that one.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do that. Not that I'm regretting it, because it's a beer that I enjoy and I buy on a regular basis. But that being said, it's not seasonal-wise, it's not good.
So I mean, we're never, you know, that's something about this show, at least me. I'm not big into seasonality.
I know.
I mean, aside from these are the best time to get ripe X.
Right.
You know, beyond that, I don't care. You know, it's for me, like I've said many times in the show, gravy season is year-round for me.
We've gotten into this. I think that there are certain times of year where I enjoy things more.
Well, yeah.
And it's not to poo-poo what I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain time of year where I'd probably enjoy this more. And there's a certain time of year I'd probably enjoy that.
Yeah.
Right. Taking nothing away from me.
So we start with the fries.
Yes.
And I got a communal basket.
Double fried, which is awesome. And then they call these like Belgian frites. Or am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, they say Belgian style fries. So, and they mention on here that it is proprietary seasoning, which means that no one knows what the hell it is. They are very lightly seasoned, though.
Very.
And it has a dipping sauce for the fries. I got the hot bacon sauce. Or, excuse me, hot bacon dressing.
Hot bacon sauce sounds so much more sexy.
It does a little bit. What do you think of it, though?
I like the fries. I'm not a big fan of the sauce.
Really? What is it about it?
I don't know. It's salty.
It's a little, probably a little too acidic.
It's very vinegary.
It's very vinegary. and this batch, I've had this before, and this is a much more strong vinegar flavor than the last time I had it. So maybe there's just a difference in batches. But
I need a phrase that says, it's not bad.
It's not bad,
good in applications, but you have not a salty fry, but a salted fry.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of salt in that dressing.
Yeah.
It becomes salty.
Almost
and then
too
acidic.
Much. Yeah.
I'm taking a bite of this.
Go for it. Now, we both got two. Now, yes. You both got two sandwiches for wursts. Now, I believe that's the bratwurst that you're starting with. Yes, they actually mark it on your sheet. So you don't get confused. And that's just their simple bratwurst, and you went with the snow white brined kraut. And they've got a list of about 8 different toppings that you can add to it. You get a free one, but then you can add additional ones. And then you went ahead and mustarded it.
Mm-hmm.
Opinions. Chew faster. The people need to know.
It's good. The kraut's nice and crunchy. I made a judgment error.
You did?
One of my favorite foods are bratwurst. I love tube meats just in general. You know, hot dogs, brats, the whole shebangabang. It's right up my alley. That being said, I love a bratwurst with mustard on it and kraut. So I saw bratwurst. I'm going to go all natural. Go with what's familiar. And went with the kraut. Kraut's great. Bratwurst is great. I shouldn't have topped it with mustard.
Well, and you went with the Heinz fluorescent yellow mustard.
Yeah.
Which I think was also probably a mistake.
Well, it was, I went with what was familiar.
And I'm far from a mustard hipster.
Right.
But...
Well, I don't think it was hipster of me, but it might have just been the wrong choice.
Could be. I went a little more adventurous, you could say. They've actually got all of their wursts divided into groups. The classic stuff, which is mostly what you got. The premium, which I got something from. And then the adventurous, which is what I'm starting with. I'm actually starting with a pheasant sausage, which is outstanding.
I'm completely shocked that you got that.
Why? I love pheasant.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I get it so rarely, too. Because I'm not a hunter.
Right.
And
you have to find a bird killer.
Yeah, and the hunters in my family, they're not pheasant hunters. It's more deer and, you know.
Game.
Big dumb slow animals.
Yeah. Big dumb targets.
Yeah, yeah. Not fast, small things.
Right.
So I so rarely get it, but I'm a big fan of pheasant. I think this is a very good application. It's a natural casing around it, so it's got a nice little snap to it. And my topping on this one was the honey caramelized onions.
That looks
so
good.
So they are delicious. Like, amazingly so. I've actually started experimenting more with cooking vegetables in honey, especially onions, just to get a little more of that sweetness, because, you know, I can't have anything that's not sweet. I've actually dumped a pixie stick into my stout.
I was going with. I was trying to figure out a way to work in pixie stick or spree. Or.
I am a fan of Skittlebrow.
Skittlebrow?
Skittlebrow. That's an old Simpsons reference.
anyway, you realize it's only a matter of time before somebody's coming up with what we just mentioned.
A Skittlebrow?
No, just a beer that is fashioned after a very sweetened hard candy or something.
Wouldn't that surprise me? One thing we do have to point out here, you know, I'm not typically the kind of person that mentions this, is because it's not necessarily that important to me. But kind of like what you were saying before, was when it's done right, it's amazing. The buns that these things come on, I actually don't know what they're made out of. It does not say. But they're hefty, they're dense,
yeah.
But they're still chewy, and it's almost like a potato bread.
Yeah.
And they're perfect for bratwurst with a lot of stuff on them. Uh-huh. They hold up, but they also keep their flavor. I'm a huge fan, and I wish I could remember where they get. They locally source their bread, and I cannot remember from where. So I apologize.
They're bigger than I expected.
Yeah. See, I was gonna get one, and then I think you called me a pansy.
No, I should have heeded your advice.
You should have.
Because I'm gonna eat half of my bratwurst, and then I'm gonna switch over to my other one, just so I get a taste of both, and I can bring the rest home.
All right.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, my other one is an ultra beef and pork, or ultra beef. Ultra beef plus pork equals delicious. It's actually the full title.
That's math.
Yeah.
Can't argue with math.
And then I got that topped with peppers and onions.
Okay.
I'm still digesting the first brown. So I'm going to wait a moment to eat and try to dive into my second one here.
Well, what I got was off their premium list, as is your ultra beef and pork.
Okay.
I went with their Filipino Marlica.
Okay.
Which is it's a pork, again, very sweet, but it's almost like a garlic pork. So, okay. I mean, it's technically Filipino, but I think it would fit right in with a lot of, Polish and Czechoslovakian style work. So it's strong garlic flavors, and I'm a huge fan. I've had this pretty much every time I've been here.
Okay.
And it is outstanding. And I also got the peppers and onions on mine as well.
Did I make the right choice?
I think you did. Okay. The peppers and onions, I mean, the toppings, they're all good, but there's nothing that's like, holy crap. I mean, it's all stuff you'd want. There's a lot of caramelized onions and peppers, variations, a couple krauts. There is a dual mushroom saute, which I've not had before, but I can imagine would go really well with some of these. The beer butter onions, I'm a big fan of. So, I mean, there's nothing, they're not, you know, I think of something like Burger Jones or any of these places that are focused on, or one of our favorites, Devil's Advocate, where they're focused on a specific dish and they try to throw like wacky flavors at it and see what works. I think they're a little less adventurous here in terms of the toppings.
Toppings, yes.
In terms of the toppings, and I don't say that as a bad thing. I think you'd ruin it. I think I think you ruin it by adding a lot of weird crap to it.
Absolutely.
And letting the worst be the star.
Well, let the ingredients that were meant to be on there, you know, work harmoniously. So I just dove into my ultra beef plus pork.
Is that the first time you've dove on ultra beef?
Ultra beef was my favorite Transformer.
I raised my glass too soon.
That's it for 2013.
That's it. Yeah,
I'm done.
We're done.
Wow.
I'm actually impressed with myself.
You should be. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yes. Transforms from robot to sausage.
Anyway, you were saying.
So I dove into my it's like a really good hot dog. In the plainest sense, it tastes like a hot dog, but it's a really good hot dog. And I know that's like the worst way to describe it, but there are so few places to get a good hot dog these days, mm-hmm. especially here in Minnesota. It just doesn't exist. I think like Chris and Rob's is pretty good, but again, they're using a pre-made Vienna beef sausage. And that doesn't do a whole lot for me, but it's in its application, its proper application, on a Chicago dog. No, that's awesome. But I can't think of another place off the top of my head where the sausage is the star, other than maybe Glockenspiel.
Yeah, it'd have to be like a real ethnic themed restaurant.
Right, right. Exactly. You're going down that route rather than a plethora of sausages here. And this seems like the type of place that is going to change and evolve as it keeps going.
I hope so.
Because it's definitely the way that it's set up, because it's set up in much the same way that Bewitched is.
Yes.
Are they similar owners? Are they the same owners?
I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's set up in the similar way where you do a counter service order and they bring the food to your table. But, you know, you order your drinks and order everything, and then they bring you get a little stand and they bring everything out to you. And it's great for this type of environment. You know, they got six big screen TVs. You could easily sit in here for a long ass time, drink a couple beers, have a ton of sausages, just have a gay old time. And it's perfect for this neighborhood.
It is. We're right on the corner of what is this? Central? No, that's not Central. Where the hell are we? It's Hennepin right there.
Hennepin and University.
Hennepin and University. Thank you. Jesus. I'm an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Navigationally stupid. Anyway, but you know, we're right across the street from Certix.
That's right.
This is an area that has really kind of come into its own in the last little bit. But now with a lot of new places. You know, I think about, like, this is easily the newest place around here. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just down the road, we've got Pizza Nia, we've got Masu, we've got Rachel's across the street. You know, we've got Butcher Block, which we haven't been to.
Brasa just up the road. Gorka Palace, Red Stag.
Mm-hmm. This is a really good area. And I think this fits this vibe very much.
I think of it almost as like 8th Street North.
Yeah.
Except I actually enjoy, you know, I actually enjoyed this part of the city more than I like Uptown or Eat Street area.
It's because it's closer to me.
It is closer to you. That's really what it's all about. But
admit your feelings. It's fine.
I love you deeply, madly, and I can't wait for the day for you to let me inside of you.
I went into a weird place.
You did?
A little bit, yeah.
You sure? You're going to try to do both?
I'm starving. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh. Well, help yourself to a bite of either one of these if you want.
No.
I'm having a hard time for some reason.
The problem, I mean, as much as I loud the bun.
Yeah. It's
a bomb.
Yeah.
It's a bomb waiting to go off. Eventually it's going to hit that stomach and just expand, and then I'm going to have a food baby.
Yep.
It's going to be terrible.
You're damn right.
So how was your holiday, sir?
We were good. They were good. Had the usual holiday fare. which is always a culinary gauntlet to run, if you will.
You're saying your mom's a terrible cook.
No, what I'm saying is that there's a lot of heavy foods. A lot of heavy foods. And, you know, your body works all year long to kind of get yourself accustomed to it. And it's never really, really ready. You know, you can't really train your body for, you know, Swedish meatballs and lefse and lutefisk and mashed potatoes all at the same time. You know, that just happens, and then you're kind of having to walk it off for the next few days.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in. So we did the traditional, you know, lutefisk meal, and that was good. And then we had my mom's traditional beef stew, which is as good as it gets. Yeah.
Says you.
Yeah. Says I.
Says you.
But it was good. It was low-key. We did kind of a, you know, Christmas day, night. That's kind of that letdown after the chaos of the day. And so my aunt had everyone over, and it was kind of a bring-your-own-dish potluck type of deal. But decided to say, let's, you know, stick with some sort of theme, and it had to be an Asian theme. So we had a lot of my mom's homemade egg rolls, which are freaking awesome.
I've had them.
Yeah. And then we did a Thai shrimp salad.
Traditional so, Christmas food.
Well, yeah, that was like the kind of the cool change about it, is that, you know, you weren't having the stuff that you would normally associate with the day. There was no ham. Didn't have turkey. Didn't have a goose.
Never actually had a goose on Christmas.
No, have you?
No. I've had goose elsewhere, like throughout the year, but never on Christmas.
I've never had goose.
Really?
Right.
Well, you don't come from a hunting folk like I do.
Well, there's a few people in my family that do hunt, but they don't hunt for goose. They hunt for pheasants. They hunt for deer, but they don't. Goose hunting just isn't duck hunting too.
Yeah.
It's just not their deal. So I don't know.
Did you get any gifts of a food jeweler variety?
I got a really cool gift certificate from my mom.
Okay.
Gift certificate to Heartland Restaurant and Farm Direct Market.
Okay.
Which will be cool to partake in.
Which is weird, because I actually got a gift certificate for your mother.
That's nice of you.
You know, it's that way I don't have to pay cash next time. That's I prepaid.
You're a terrible person.
I am a terrible person.
What's wrong with you?
Not so much. So much is wrong with me.
No, but that'll be exciting to use, be it either for the restaurant or the market. Either way, it's not probably going to, you know, it's a $50 gift certificate, so it's only going to go, going to beat one person. But it's the thought that counts. And
as long as the person is you, it's all good.
Exactly. It's all about me. But, you know, to be, it's exciting because from what I've read, and, you know, you or I have never been there. It's a pretty cool place, so give it a whirl. So I got that, and then apparently the stocking stuffer du jour.
Okay.
This year was
it more sausage?
No, it wasn't more sausage. Can I get a box?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you guys want a couple more beers?
I'm good.
Can I get a water?
Yeah, can I get a water too? Thank you.
The stocking stuffer du jour this year. You know the salad tossers, but they're shaped like animal, like claws, like bear claws?
Yeah.
Okay, we got two sets of those. Two sets.
Why? Why?
One from her family and one from my family. And now I have tools. It's what I got.
You bring nothing else to the party other than tools.
Other than kitchen tools, like a mother effer. That is what I do. Thank you very much. I got everything you can want. And I have tongs. I got tongs to spare. I've got salad tongs.
I think you've sold this idea.
I've got four different pairs of tongs.
Well, now you have six.
Now I have six. However, they have gone on to the great table out in the lobby in the sky.
Oh, really?
Meaning they went to a happy somebody other that will make more use of it than I.
Well, good. You're helping the less fortunate, the tongless.
But honestly, we tried them out once. One of the pairs out once. They are the most useless kitchen. You know, I completely agree with what Elton Brown has said, is don't buy a kitchen tool that, you know, does not have... Okay, cool. Thank you. That doesn't have more than one use. In most cases, I agree with that. But make sure it's functional. Mm-hmm. These serve no function. You try to toss it once, your hand's in the dressing. You might as well just toss it with your hands.
Wait, they're just like little hands?
Yeah, they like bare... The bare
claw. Oh, that's stupid.
Those things, have you ever seen them?
I thought I had, but apparently there's something completely not what I'm expecting.
They look like... They're not furry. They're made out of wood.
Yeah. That would just be silly if they were furry. But I remember when we were doing like wedding shopping.
Right.
We would see these long tongs that were like branches. And they were
like
metal. Like
this. They look like the full horseman.
You use your words.
No, I know. Well, they look like just the palm of your hand and then four fingers.
See, I have something similar to help me scoop leaves.
Right. That's.
I wouldn't want to eat with those, though.
Right. And wouldn't it be, sometimes, haven't you thought it'd be easier if I just used my hands?
Not when it comes to mixing salads, no.
No, but I'm talking about raking the leaves.
No, see, it's nice with the leaves because they're huge. They're like the size of a small trash can.
Either way.
They're awesome,
either
actually.
Either way, they're the most useless piece of kitchen utensils.
I think it's hilarious that I've never heard of these, and yet you got two.
I have two. I have two. Or had two. I don't have either.
Were they the same brand?
No.
Oh.
That's the other thing.
So there's multiple companies doing this?
That's the other thing. They came from two opposite sides of the planet. So my grandmother took a trip to Alaska a couple months ago.
Okay.
And bought everyone's Christmas presents up there.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And ours are these stupid bear claw salad tongs that say Alaska on them.
Even better.
But not like it wasn't
no,
like
did all the Bergen boys get these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
We all got matching ones.
Excellent.
And my brother Mike, who's a chef, literally looked at me. He's like, "Really? Really?"
We need to get Mike on the show. I miss him.
Yeah.
Mark, I could take or leave.
Well, Mark might actually talk. Mike might not so much.
It's all the better guests then. Right.
But he literally looked over at me. He's like, "Really? Come on, really?" Because they're utterly used, and I tried. I said, you know, she made the effort to buy something, you know, that was thoughtful. She thought, hey, we like to cook. Kitchen equipment. Absolutely, that will work. And it was, they're just, it's like sausage fingers. Honestly.
Which I would actually approve of.
Right. I might have a better luck if I just threaded a couple of those bratwursts back there onto my fingers and try to toss everything using that.
I have not a bone to pick, but a general gripe. And your story inspired this.
Okay.
Or inspired me to talk about this. This is something it's a feeling I've had for years. If I did not go to a place, some destination.
I know where you're going with this.
I do not want something with that place's name on it.
I agree.
Because when I go to places, I don't buy things with that place on
it. Right. I like stuff from that place, but I don't want something like
that is branded.
That is branded that place.
Yes.
For instance, you went to New Orleans.
I did.
For your
honeymoon.
He brought me back some pickles.
I did.
That were from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That is perfect.
See, that's awesome.
That's awesome. I went to Walt Disney World in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I did not bring you back something from Walt Disney World.
Well, you kind of did.
Well, no, but it wasn't plastered with Walt Disney World.
True, but it was a Mickey Mouse figure.
It was a Mickey Mouse figurine, but it was kind of cool.
It was cool. No, yeah. That is an exception. And I feel bad because, like, the big... I don't want to say offenders because this makes me sound super ungrateful. So right. I'm
the parents and grandparents. I'm leading. Let's be honest with
you. It's my in-laws that do this because my in-laws, they travel constantly and they're always getting stuff. We always get like ornaments and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very nice of them and I appreciate that they've been thinking of me, but it doesn't.
There's no sentimental value to it.
The reason why people buy stuff with, you know, Yellowstone National Park right now is because it evokes a memory of them going to Yellowstone.
That their memory.
What
their
exactly?
Their memory.
What we got is, you know. I feel horrible.
I know where you're going.
But it's just like, you know.
It makes perfect sense to me.
But it's just like.
Your gripe is not falling on deaf ears.
All you're doing is commemorating you going somewhere and not bringing us.
Yep.
And in some cases, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be there.
I don't need to go to Yellowstone.
Right.
I can see wolves on the TV.
Dances with Wolves is usually on.
Exactly.
Every, you know, a couple months.
Exactly. So, but I mean, I will certainly accept anything. I'll accept gifts of any kind. Because I'm shallow.
Right.
And I demand riches heaped upon me.
But I agree with what you're going, where you're going with that. That makes complete sense. And don't, just bring it, if you're going to do that to me, bring it back and just give it to me. Don't sell it off as a Christmas present.
Yeah. That's especially.
Because then you're just cheaping me out.
You see, and you know, I come from a long background my entire life of having a birthday the week before Christmas. So I've been cheated several times with the combined birthday and Christmas, but without the combined value.
Oh, see,
that's
wrong. That's wrong.
And again, this is totally making me sound extremely shallow.
No,
I've been materialistic.
Who's ever listening to this? Don't worry about it.
I apologize. I'd like to think I'm a better person than this, but I'm not.
No, you really are.
Actually, at this point, I'm just.
You're terrible.
No, I've actually gotten better about this. It's like, you're giving me stuff, cool. That's fine.
You're not like, this again?
Unless it gets...
Or you don't turn to me like, I already got this from my
family. I never do that. I've never done that.
You should
do that. And thankfully, it's never come up. But here's a perfect example. So my dad's side of family, for years, like going back to like high school, okay. All of the kids got calendars for Christmas.
Okay.
Fine. I don't mind calendars. They're great. Then about 5-6 years ago, it became day-to-day calendars.
Okay.
Which I don't use.
Oh.
It's inevitably like two months behind. And, you know, it's typically a comic strip, which is fine.
Right.
And, you know.
But then you're sitting at your office.
Then I sit at my desk and read the comic strip and just rip them out. And I feel
you're that
wasteful.
Guy.
I feel
you're
wasteful. You know, I feel like, oh, here's the stack of ripped paper that I get to throw away.
Yep.
So I said to my dad, you know, can we not have the day-to-day calendar this year? And you would think I took a dump on Grandpa's grave.
You're a terrible person.
I'm a terrible perching. I am spitting at family tradition.
You hate Grandpa, ergo.
Yeah, it was. He became a little bit of a bitch about it. and I'm like, I don't mind a calendar, and they ended up getting a calendar anyway, which is fine. Like, but it was a single sheet calendar. Okay, it included. We got some family pictures taken this summer.
Yeah.
So they were picked that picture.
That makes perfect.
So not only do I have a list of the days, but I can see for an entire year exactly how fat I am.
All right,
which is nice.
You're fat.
I'm fat.
You're Mr. December.
I'm fat. Here's me, fat in the woods. Okay. So look at that for a whole year. Yay. But no, I mean, it's fine, but it was just like...
It's Sasquatch, holy crap.
No, I'd shaved, so it was okay. There is actually a picture of me when we went out to Oregon a few years ago. There's a picture of me standing next to this giant chainsaw sculpture of the Sasquatch doing that pose. I don't know where that picture went, but it was a good pose.
That should have been your Christmas card.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Well, I actually lucked out. A little bit.
Did you?
When it comes to food stuff.
Okay.
As usual, my wife tends to get more cooking stuff
Well, she's a much better cook than you.
She's a much better cook, and she's a phenomenal baker.
Yes,
so we actually got...
There has never been a truer statement said on this show.
We actually got a cookbook for the what's the hunger charity that Food Network always does, like Share Our Strength, I think.
Yes,
it is.
You got it right.
Like that one. It's their baking cookbook. So it's all these like pies and crazy shit. And I'm like, this is awesome. So she got that. We also got a splatter screen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is more because of me than for me. I cook things way too hot. And that's
I
my,
do
that's,
too.
That's my problem. So like too. Shit is splattered
too,
all
but that's why I have lids for everything.
You see, we have like pans that never had lids. They never came with lids, like saute pans.
Okay.
Things like that.
All right.
So that's awesome. We've already used that.
Nice.
But I didn't get anything specific food wise that I can remember. Although we did go to, and I mentioned this on Foursquare, we did go to the Sprecher Brewery when we were down in Milwaukee.
I saw that.
And I picked up a 24 pack of.
We really went back to the motherland.
Of soda.
24 pack?
Yeah. Well, it ended up being a 20 pack because the in-laws took a 4-pack for themselves, and then we just filled that the 4-pack with beer. So
okay.
It was 20 sodas and 4 beers.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
How many are left? 3.
No. No, some of those are like the ginger ales,
yeah.
which Heather likes, but I don't.
Okay.
I would say probably half, at this point.
I love the Sprecher stuff.
It's weird. Like, with Sprecher, like, some of their stuff I absolutely would knock a paralyzed war veteran over to get
wow.
to. I would.
Wow.
You know, like,
that's saying something.
That honey cream soda, my God. Their root beers, outstanding.
Orange.
You know, the Orange Dream is outstanding.
Yeah.
But their
you
big
don't
thing
like
is.
Ginger ale.
I'm just not a big ginger ale fan, period.
That surprises me considering how much you love ciders.
I know.
To me, that's in the same realm.
Something. I think it's. The ones I've had are just too gingery, and I'm not a huge ginger fan. So there's that.
Except for the redheads.
Well.
Hey now.
That is another thing altogether.
Yeah, ha, ha.
But the thing with Sprecher is they use almost all natural ingredients. So they use honey for their sweetener,
yep.
Which is awesome. But with like their fruit sodas, they use actual fruit concentrate or extract or something like that.
Right.
So, like their cherry sodas, they use Door County cherry syrup.
Nice.
Which is good, but it's not what I'm expecting from a cherry cola. I'm expecting a little more kind of sugary than straight cherry. Same with their grape. Their grape soda, it's similar to like a Goose Island grape.
Okay.
Where it's much more, here's carbonated grape juice, and not here's Welch's grape soda, you know.
Not besmirching Welch's
no,
grape soda.
No, I love it. You know,
yeah, come on now.
We've talked about this many times on the show. With fruit sodas, the cheaper,
the better.
And the less like the actual fruit it is, the better it is.
Yeah. The more neon that color is.
Exactly.
The
I picked up a couple of their blueberry sodas, which are outstanding.
That's
but they're
fantastic.
Very, very blueberry-ish. It's not like a blue raspberry.
That.
You know, like
it's
blue ice.
This is Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's where they're based out of.
Okay.
So it's actually interesting. Like we're starting to see more and more of their beers up here, but apparently, like according to the tour guide, 75% of their business is soda.
Okay.
Which they started doing. Simply because there were families coming to the brewery tour and they didn't have anything to give the kids.
Sure.
So they started doing the sodas and then it's like, no, these are doing huge business for us. So that was awesome. Yeah. But
nice.
I also got a Best Buy gift card from my mother-in-law.
That was nice.
Because she knows me so well.
But she cares about you.
She does.
It just shows that she cares.
Well, it does. And you know, I'm not one of these people that shits on gift certificates. I love that.
I love gift certificates.
Because
I used to be like, that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to take, I either want you to go full bore and be really, really thoughtful, or gift card me. Don't
exactly.
Have to, don't have
I don't. I don't want. To me, it's much more of a. If it's stressing you out, what to get me? Just get me a gift.
Yep.
I don't want. My gifting to cause stress.
Right.
That's what it is.
A fuss.
I don't like fusses.
Right. We've established this many times on the show.
Many times. But I went to Best Buy.
Okay.
And I've hit that point in my life And granted, I've hit this several years ago, where all of like the electronics and stuff that I want to get, mm-hmm. you're not getting with a $50 gift card. Like, I was looking at a surround sound system for the basement. I'm not getting that for $50.
They're paying for tax.
I want a new TV. Exactly. I want a new TV. Not getting that for $50.
Again, tax.
Yeah. I can get a video game, but I've got enough goddamn video games.
What did you get?
I ended up defraying a large portion of the cost of a SodaStream.
Really?
Yes.
You took the plunge.
I took the plunge.
Wow.
And those are about half gone already. With the very,
you're off the...
Because it comes with the
soda
the 12.
Kick is just ruined. You're back on the soda.
Oh, I'm on it hard. and I will give the SodaStream people a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Their syrups are damn good.
See, my brother Mark got one as a wedding gift.
Okay.
And he freaking loves it. And I every time I've gone over to their place, he's always been like, Do you want soda or anything? Do you want a pop or anything? Like, sure. And then he pulls out one of these goddamn soda streams. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm always shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, am I going to make... Because I don't drink a whole lot of soda.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have...
You probably wouldn't.
But for you, it's like... This is like bringing the crack dealer to the house.
Well, see, and one thing I'm excited about... for one thing, the flavors are universally good. They're very close to whatever they're kind of mimicking.
Right.
Like, they're Dr. Pepper, which is called the Dr. Pete.
Sure.
That's very good.
Right.
They have something called the Fountain Mist, which is their Mountain Dew version.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, I call Mountain Fist instead of Fountain Mist. And the first time I said it, it was accidental, but I'm like, that's too awesome not to just call it.
That is what it is now.
No, that was extremely close.
Okay.
It looks like baby vomit when you're pouring the syrup in, but once it mixes around, it's pretty good.
That's disgusting.
But I've been kind of kicking and toying with doing my own sodas for a long time. And doing it right, where you're boiling down the syrup and doing it. And to me, what this is, aside from just a way to have kind of on-demand sodas, is a prototyping thing.
Right.
Where I can try out syrups and I can quickly carbonate the water and do all that.
Right.
And test it out. But then if I want to make large batches of it, I can go a different route and, you know, get like an actual compressor that you can bottle.
That's a brilliant idea.
Like that. I know, it's awesome. And what I'm really excited to start doing, because I'm still getting a hang of all the sampler stuff.
Sure.
What I want to start doing is start doing mixes and things like that. And actually continuing, you know, I've been making the joke for a while that I'm slowly becoming that urban yuppie,
oh yeah,
you know, PBS watcher, you know, style kind of person.
Yeah.
We now have two subscriptions of magazines which are coming to our house, courtesy of my niece. She was raising money for school.
Oh yeah, so damn book. Goddamn. Yeah.
I know. So we're looking through.
Damn you, Mr. Lust.
We're looking for the.
you know our way.
I know. we're looking through the listing of magazines we picked out.
Did she get the little?
I don't know. I didn't. I know
the puff balls.
The little wuzzles or whatever the hell they're called. It's something wuzzles? Like that. Something like that.
Wuzzles.
Anyway,
sorry.
So the two magazines that are coming to the house now that cement my effete urban panty waist. We're getting the Smithsonian magazine.
Oh Jesus Christ!
And Bon Appetit.
I love Bon Appetit.
We just got our first
issue.
Oh
my God!
And it's funny because they're talking about their like top 25 food trends of 2013. And in there is SodaStream, but it's alcoholic SodaStream.
Oh my.
So I've started combining ideas.
Yeah.
So I want to do something I'm sort of calling the Dryad.
Right.
Where it's their Sprite that's basically lemon lime with absinthe.
Oh dear God. The stuff I got you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm like, that could be good.
Or it could also fuck you up.
It could really be horrible, too. I mean, like I said, but this will let me experiment a little bit. So I'm very excited with that. I've had a lot of fun with it right now.
Wow.
And
that's nice. That's good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Nice.
What's annoying is I cannot find the Mountain Fist mix anywhere other than the big sampler.
Just going to have to buy another sampler.
Then I'm going to have, like... all these little packets of their energy drink version, which I've heard taste like butt, but I haven't had it yet.
And you don't drink cola.
I will, but I'm not. That's not a huge thing.
Okay.
If I'm going to drink something dark, it'll be Dr. Pepper-ish.
Right.
So.
Oh, wow.
I know.
It's like a mad scientist in you coming
in. It's going to be awesome. What are we sitting at? Okay, we're at about 50 minutes.
All right.
It's now that you finally supped of the New Bohemian.
I like it.
Okay. You sound a little disappointed.
Underwhelmed.
Okay.
Underwhelmed, I think. I was hungry going into it, and I'm not hungry leaving, but I, and this might be completely on me, is that I ruined it with my first bite with the mustard. I shouldn't have, and that kind of ruined it forever for the rest of the way.
Well, through. I mean, you think about it, they've got, let's see, 5, 12, they've got 17 or so different kinds of wursts and 8 different toppings.
Right.
There's a lot of combinations to try.
Right.
Now, granted, you're not going to get a huge variety in the types of toppings like we talked about.
Right.
But, you know, you could be right. You could just found a bad combo.
It should have worked, but it didn't. And it was mostly my fault.
Mm-hmm.
That being said,
I'm going to criticize you here. You made a cardinal mistake when you're trying something.
Yep, I did.
Is you should not have topped it with mustard.
I did.
You got to try it in its natural state
and
then play with it.
Yep. I agree completely.
All right. As long as you admit your mistake.
That being said, the ultra beef plus pork was really good.
Mm.
And I'm going to enjoy eating the rest of that. I'll probably scarf that down later tonight. Mm-hmm. I just got full really, really quickly, and I don't know why. Mm. But sometimes that happens.
Well, the Saison probably not going to help that either.
Right. Because,
I mean, that's chock full of nutrients.
Grass.
Yeah. Mostly just wheat.
Right. But it's a heart for a light beer, it's hearty.
Mm-hmm. Well, Saisons are like that.
Right. But it was good. I definitely like the ultra beef plus pork more than I like the bratwurst. And that's not taking anything away from the bratwurst. Because the bratwurst had great flavor. But the ultra beef was just it was like I said, a really, really good hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I'll definitely be back.
Mm-hmm.
But I will play it a little bit more safe next time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I think that I'll probably do one sausage and then try one of their sides.
Yes.
I like their fries. I didn't love their fries.
Yeah. Yeah. Their fries were okay.
But I love German potato salad and I love slaw. So I will probably partake in
either. Yeah, their Krautsalat, which is their crunchy cabbage and apple jicama slaw.
There's nothing wrong there.
It's outstanding. Yeah. I had it before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, okay. It's really good.
See, I would be all about that.
Yeah, it's yeah, there's a lot of good options. I mean, this is the kind of place where you come here and you try different things and you try to figure out what you want.
Yeah.
And figure out what works for you.
Right.
Well,
I think the my biggest disappointment was honestly was the hot bacon dressing.
It was a lot stronger vinegar than I've had before. But you know,
it was just too much.
It happens.
But again, it's not going to dissuade me from trying this again.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be a great place to just pop in on a weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's probably 7-ish by now, almost 7 o'clock.
Yep.
It's a great place for a weekend night. It's not too crowded. It is a beer hall style, so there's long tables. That's kind of a communal feeding area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of a cool vibe. Great place to catch a game. I think this would be a great place to catch like a Monday night football game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I was thinking, actually, they do private events, which is why we did it this week and not 3 weeks ago when we tried to. But this would be a cool place, given the TVs and things like that. This would be cool to do like a movie party. This would be cool to do a video game night or something like that. I think that would be a lot of...
Another good... This is it would be an off-key place to do something like rehearsal dinner.
Okay. Rehearsal dinner would be excellent as well.
I think it
would
be kind of a cool place.
Be a cool place. They've got room.
Right.
You know, it's big enough, but, you know, they do the long communal tables.
Yeah.
So you can have big groups, and you still feel like you're part of it, not just a whole bunch of different little tables. Well, no, thank you.
Yeah. It'd be... I don't know why that popped in my brain, but I just thinking of a small private party, you know, be perfect for something like that. So it's a cool space, cool lighting, just cool decor, very relaxed. The music's not too loud in here. And,
we're playing the Floyd, so can't complain.
We've been done eating for probably 20 minutes or so, and they haven't kicked us out either,
mm-hmm.
even though they are starting to get a little bit busier. So that's cool too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this place. The fact that it's so near my house is nice. It's right on the way home from work.
Yeah.
They do takeout, so you can get something for the way home, and then right. You know, which we haven't done yet, but I'm looking forward to those days.
I had doubts about this place, considering it's on the same block as Comarchus.
That is a weird. I don't know. I don't want to say it's weird.
But it's odd. It's an odd place if you're a business owner or starting a business, and you got some places so established as Comarchus, and you open up a roast house, you know, where that's all they serve.
True.
Freaking sausages.
No, but my counter argument with that is look at the crowd here.
Yeah. Two different.
You know, the people, you know, I would say there's maybe a half dozen people here under or over 40.
Right. No, this is
most of them are 20s and 30s.
Yep.
The people that are going to go to Comarchus, that go to eat there,
yep.
as opposed to just go to the deli and pick up food,
yep.
it's a much older crowd.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
And I think this is going to hit a different thing.
Yep.
And
they're two different breeds. They're
exactly.
Different, yep.
Exactly.
I get where you're going with
So I don't. I agree with you that it's like, okay,
a little suspicious.
I don't know if it's suspicious, but it's a little dicey. It's like, okay, are we oversaturating this market? To which my point is you can never have too much sausage.
Right. And it'd be even more saturated if you think about the Nye's is already
Nye's
down the street.
Right down the street, too. Right. So, but I am a big fan of this place. And
we get the punch card for this block now. Because we got the Irish place that's right next
there's
door.
There's the bar. There's the honey bar. I think it's called Honey. That's in between here and Comarchus.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's a bar. I don't think they do like food.
No, that's a Chipotle now.
No. It's further down. It's further down.
There's not any. There's a parking lot between here.
But I will show you where it is. We'll walk past it. It's actually in between Comarchus and Ginger Hop.
Okay.
So it's further down the block.
Right.
It was listed in the top 10 beers or top 10 bars of Northeast. And I think it was Vitamin last year.
Do they serve food?
I don't know.
Okay. Because if they don't serve food, then we
don't care.
Then we already have the punch card.
We do. We'll have to check.
And I'm. The slide from Butcher Block, then we're done.
Yes. So quick business before we wrap up. Obviously, we did not do our well fetties this week. We'll do those next week.
Right.
Which also means that you'll have your choice to do, you'll have your opportunity to choose in the listener's choice, which we will also have a ballot available for people when, by the time this comes out, there will be a ballot available on the website.
Do we have our nominees yet? Can we
announce
our
yet.
Nominees? No?
Not yet. But they're still you can still write in.
Okay.
So even if it's not a nominee, you can still write something in. We are going to pick as we always do, one of the people that votes, we're going to randomly pick someone that votes, and they'll get a night out on us to one of their places, to their choice if they wish, if it's still open. But we'll have more details about that next week.
All right.
So I guess, much further ado.
Well, you didn't even get a rating in this place.
We don't really do ratings, though.
Oh, you didn't. But you didn't give any opinion.
I've said it multiple times. I love coming to this place. I've been here multiple times.
Okay.
I think you're a pansy for not loving it wholeheartedly.
It's not that I made a judgment error.
You don't think you gave it a good shake.
I know I didn't.
So. Anyway, we do welcome you to follow us on the Facebooks, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. I do that just because it bothers you. Foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife and twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. Another big thanks to Cody, who's been continually kicking ass and a huge help for us. And I've told her we need to get her on the show at some point.
She's got to work her way on.
I think she's done that. I think she's done that.
I don't know.
You're not on Facebook or Twitter, so you don't know how much work she does.
I actually did check out her Twitter today,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, there's no way you did all that.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. So thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.